This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. We've all heard the saying, there's a new sheriff in town, and actually we're happy to have with us in the studio today a relatively new sheriff for San Mateo County by the name Ken Bender. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be here.
We say you're a new sheriff. Actually, how long have you been in your position right now?
Yes, I've been in the business for 28 years now. So I started out as a deputy sheriff over in Santa Clara County, worked various divisions, including the courts, patrol. I was a longtime detective, worked my way up the ranks as well over the years. Ended up being the acting sheriff there for a while, and I finished off as the undersheriff. After that, I went to the city of Gilroy. I was the police chief there as an interim while they were looking for a full-time chief. And I had been paying attention to what was going on in San Mateo County. You know, and my heart really was going out to the men and women of the sheriff's office there. So when the opportunity presented itself, I figured I've got some experience. I think I know what it takes to be a leader for the men and women of law enforcement. And really, that's where my heart is at. Public service and ensuring that the men and women of law enforcement have good leadership so that they are empowered to do the job correctly, to do it in a professional manner with service at the forefront, and to do public service in a way that is what the community expects.
Now, let's as they say, circle back just for a second. What was the motivation for you to get into law enforcement in the first place? Of all of the careers as you were growing up, why law enforcement?
Yes, great question. You know, I never knew that I would get into law enforcement. I had a brother who, you know, when he was really young, he knew that that's all he wanted to do, and he prepared and geared up for it. Also had a very successful career. He's retiring as a police chief now, but I knew I wanted to serve the community. Wasn't sure exactly how I wanted to do it, and I ended up doing a ride-along while I was in college. I was studying business finance. I realized on that ride-along that there is a lot of opportunity to serve, and it wasn't quite what I understood from the movies and TV stations, TV shows and that sort of thing. And so I thought, I didn't really have a background for it, but I thought, let me see if anyone will take a chance on me. I put a couple of applications in, and I got into law enforcement, and I took to it like a fish to water. I just really had a heart for victims and their families, had a strong sense of right and wrong and justice, but also professionalism. And so I brought all of those things with me into what I did as a deputy sheriff and moving on up through the ranks, and it's proven to be a good fit.
Well, it really seems like you have a passion for what you do. As you were talking, I was thinking about some of the mottos of police departments, to serve and protect, and I get the sense and the feeling that it's more than just a motto for you.
Right. It is. It's a passion. It's a calling. It's a career. So it's not just a job. And really, what gets me up in the morning is wanting to make sure that the service delivery of the men and women of the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office is professional, that it's well trained, and also to make sure that we have a good culture within the Sheriff's Office, culture that puts people first, that puts service first, and then internally, that we treat our employees correctly. We focus on employee wellness. You know, one of the things, you know, healthy cops treat the community in healthy ways. And, you know, this job can take its toll, especially over the course of a long career. Our deputy sheriffs are exposed to a lot. They see a lot. And we need to make sure that we take care of them so that they can provide that professional service day in and day out.
Now, based on what you just said, I saw an email that came to me recently talking about the fact that San Mateo County is really kind of suffering financially because of the state not giving us monies that we need. And the email said, I think it came from the supervisors, I'm not sure where it was generated, but it implied that maybe some of our emergency services might be at risk. So based on what you just said and your desire to see the maximum service to the community from the Sheriff's Department, do you foresee any problems in your service levels as a result of the fact that we're having this financial problem?
Yes, that's a great question, and we are very concerned. Measure K and VLF funding that goes from the state to all 58 counties of California, the state has been good about giving that funding to about 55 of the 58 counties. And us in San Mateo County are one of the counties that is not getting the funding that is due to us. And this was based on an agreement made many years ago with the state. And so there's over $100 million that is owed to this county of San Mateo. And so the county has partnered up with all 20 cities within San Mateo County and are working with the governor's office. They're actually looking at all remedies within the courts as well to address the issue. So the county is working on it. About a week ago, we did a press conference to help make sure that the community understands what's going on and what we're doing. And we're starting to get some traction with the governor's office. We're hopeful that this can be resolved. But if it's not resolved, there's no way that that kind of funding won't affect all county services, including public safety. So, you know, we have a gun buyback event that we're going to be doing in June, and those are expensive, but they're also very effective. So that's some of the funding that we rely on to be able to do those types of events.
The time is just flying by. I wish we had so much more time, but I want to end maybe a little bit on an up note. There's a gentleman that my wife and I know. He's a pastor at Calvary Chapel Church up in South Lake Tahoe. He spent years with the LAPD, and he's got stories like you couldn't believe. So I know we haven't rehearsed this. It's probably kind of catching you unawares. For your 28 years of service, you must have some interesting stories. What would be perhaps one or two highlights that you can share with us from your career?
Yes, wasn't prepared, but yeah, over 28 years, you can imagine I've seen a lot. I've had the opportunity to experience a lot. I worked homicide cases for about 4 years. One of my cases involved a suspect that fled to Atlanta, Georgia area, and my partner and I ended up going back there, and we arrested him and a couple others in the case. We stumbled into a lot of other things, criminal activity that they were involved in as well during the process of that case. So that was a gratifying one to be able to really bring justice to the families and the community that were affected by that murder. That's one of the highlights of the investigative cases that I've worked, but I will just say the day in and day out interacting with the public. When I was on patrol, that was really one of the most rewarding things as well. And I really enjoyed just that community engagement. It's one of the things I focus on with our staff here is that we are all ambassadors for the County of San Mateo, for the Sheriff's Office, and for law enforcement at large. And so every interaction that we have with the community needs to be as positive as it can. And we want to leave the community with the understanding that we are here to serve and to help as best as we can, when we can, and to really make sure that we put our best foot forward.
We all remember, and we've seen movies with the old beat cop type of thing, the cop that basically worked a neighborhood. You know, he got up in the morning, that's where he was stationed, he or she, and, you know, they talked to the locals, maybe had coffee with them, really made a bonding connection. We really don't have that aspect anymore in our community, you know, that sense of seeing the same person over again where you almost create a friendship with them. How do we ever overcome that now since, we don't have that one-to-one?
Yeah, my hope is that our deputies are able to stay in the same place for at least 5 years, and really that first year, regardless of which city they're working in or which unincorporated area they're working in, they could start to get to know people and develop those bonds and connections, because it's really important that people feel connected to the people, the sheriff's office personnel that are working in their area. And we love to say, hey, they're going to stay there for 20 years. But the reality is people get promotions. They go on to the detective bureau. They work specialized assignments. So there's always some type of movement. But the desire is, we would like to have people in the same areas for about at least 5 years when we can, so that they get those, and they retire, but so that they get develop those relationships.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you in. We really enjoyed it. And I want you to make me a promise, and that is that you'll keep in touch. And we are a community station. If we can help you in any way, shape, or form, consider us a resource for you and your department. You're always welcome here. We'll leave the light on for you.
I would love to do that. And, I just really want to end on making sure that you and the community know that we are really committed to emergency response. So one of the things we're going to focus on in the coming months and years especially is making sure that we are able to rapidly respond to emergency disasters, whether it be fire, tsunami, flooding, and we're working with the local fire department and to make sure that we're not going to be caught off guard with anything that happens. We have emergency preparedness at the forefront so that we do respond if and when something happens.
Excellent. Thank you again for coming in. Look forward to working with you in the future.
It's an honor. Take care.
Ken Bender, San Mateo County's relatively new sheriff. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson. If you subtract 40 from 2026, you get 1986, the year Cameron Palmer and the KHMB Time Machine returns to. It's coming up next on The Voice of the San Mateo County Midcoast. This is 100.9 FM, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1986.
Where were you in the spring of 1986? And what were things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archive of the Half Moon Bay Review, Good Samaritan offers roadside help. Get shot in the arm. A Hayward man stopped to help a motorist who indicated he was out of gas on Highway 1 near San Gregorio. It turned out to be a ploy to get someone to stop the man, Michael Ray McClendon, and then robbed and shot him in the arm. Police have no suspects in this case. Commercial fishermen season starts with a large salmon catch. Big salmon catches are being hauled in at the start of the commercial season, according to Half Moon Bay Harbor Master Pemberton Fish Company. Has already purchased about 15,000 pounds of California salmon from local boats. And toddlers overdue for shots. Parents are encouraged to protect their kids. Recent surveys indicate that the majority of children to 24 months and on are due or overdue for immunization shots. Public health officials are urging parents to protect their children against these diseases. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Opening day of baseball season down at Smithfield became a day to remember. Dedicated coaches and parents and grandparents gathered to watch their sweet uniformed kids get ready to take the field. My son was one of them. The stands were filled. The snack bar was stocked, and the eager players were lined up by a team for the opening ceremony, which was short but very meaningful. I'm not sure who gave the kickoff speech, but it was inspiring. and filled with good ethics for kids to abide by. I wish I had recorded those remarks, but our good friend Kathy found them along with the pledge by the parents and volunteers. Well worth sharing. If you haven't been part of one of these opening days, I know you'd love it. The Little League Pledge. I trust in God. I love my country and will respect its laws. I will play fair, strive to win, but win or lose, I will always do my best. The Little League Parent Volunteers Pledge. I will teach all my children to play fair and do their best. I will positively support all managers, coaches, and players. I will respect the decisions of the umpires. I will praise a good effort despite the outcome of the game. Keep calm and play on. And after you leave those games, we do hope you'll pop in Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1986. Following a number of troubled free years in space exploration, the Space Shuttle Challenger explodes shortly after takeoff, while people around the world watch live on TV. The worst nuclear disaster occurs at Chernobyl Nuclear Power Facility. What is the cost of living like in 1986? Inflation is under 2%. The Dow Jones sits at 1,895. The cost of a new house is $89,000 on an average income of $22,000. Buy a new car for $9,255 and fill up the gas tank for 89 cents a gallon. In technology, IBM unveils the first laptop computer, and the Internet Mail Access Protocol is identified for email transfer. Yes, now you've got mail. If you are sitting on the couch watching TV, your favorite shows are probably Magnum PI, Cheers, The A-Team, Murder, She Wrote, and The Twilight Zone. Doo-doo-doo-doo. If you get up off the couch and you go to the movies, you're probably buying tickets to see Top Gun, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, or The Money Pit. In popular music, he was originally part of the singing duo named Tom and Jerry. Today, he's a successful single performer with many gold record hits. Here's Paul Simon with You Can Call Me Al.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me.
is a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sound, sound. Cattle in the marketplace, scatterings and orphanages. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity. He says, amen, hallelujah. If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you daddy. When you call me, yeah, call me. Na 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 na.
This singer-songwriter began charting in 1982 and has placed 19 songs on the Billboard Hot 100, 12 of which reached the top 10, including 4 number one hits. Here's Lionel Richie with Ballerina Girl.
Ballerina girl, you are so lovely. With you standing there, I'm so of how much I care for you. You are more than now. You are for always. I can see in you my dreams come true. Don't you ever go away. You make me nothing I can do. And when I hold you, I only want to say I love you. Ballerina girl, the joy you bring me every day. How I waited for your love. Sometimes I wondered if you'd ever come my way. Now that I finally found you, this is where my heart will stay. Nothing I can't do. I guess I finally realized there's nothing else like loving you. Oh, ballerina girl, you are so lovely. I can see in you my dream. Come true, don't you ever go away.
Until next time and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside. A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's financial focus, 4 estate planning myths that could cost your family. Consider this scenario. A teacher of 30 years and mother of 3 passes away at age 58. She leaves behind a modest home, a retirement account, and cherished family heirlooms, but no estate plan. Her children, still grieving, find themselves navigating a confusing probate process, disagreeing about when to sell the house, and considering who gets their grandmother's ring. This mom wasn't wealthy by most measures, but her lack of planning created confusion, conflict, and uncertainty at a time when her family needed clarity. Her story reminds us of an important truth. Estate planning is about easing conflict and making sure what you have goes where you want it to go. As you think about your own legacy, consider these myths that can lead to costly mistakes and unintended outcomes. Myth number 1. Estate planning is only for wealthy people. The desire to make things easier for loved ones has nothing to do with net worth. Formally documenting your wishes reduces the burden on family members and gives you control. Without a plan, your state's laws will decide how your estate is handled, and you may not like what those laws say. Myth number 2, having a will is all you need. While a will is important, it only takes effect after death. That means it offers no protection if you become incapacitated and cannot make decisions for yourself. It does, however, allow you to name legal guardians for dependent children. The foundation of most estate plans includes a will, which directs asset distribution, a financial power of attorney for financial decisions, a health care power of attorney for medical decisions, and a medical directive to share your end-of-life wishes. While not everyone needs a trust, there are several that allow you to make special provisions, such as for minor children, a special needs family member, or even a cherished pet. Consulting with a financial advisor and an estate planning attorney can help determine the right combination based on your situation. Myth number 3, equal distribution is always fair. It's likely that individuals in your estate plan, especially if they are adult children, have different family and financial situations. You may have one child who's extremely successful financially while another is struggling. Or you may have assets such as a house or ownership of a family business that are more suitable for one beneficiary than another. It's important to consider any unique circumstances as you develop your estate plan. Myth number 4, I can set it and forget it. You'll want to review your estate plan every few years or when a major life event occurs. Life is full of changes, such as marriages, divorces, new children, and relocations, and they will likely impact your goals. Reviewing your plan helps keep everything aligned with your wishes and serves as a reminder to keep your beneficiaries on all your assets up to date. Ultimately, estate planning is about helping ensure your voice is heard and your loved ones cared for, no matter what the future holds. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, California, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian.
Did you know beyond leaving you drowsy and irritable, sleepless nights can take a serious toll on your physical and mental health? Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health, talking to you about the health hazards linked to lack of sleep. Sleep deficiency can affect mood and the ability to make memories and learn, but it also affects metabolism, appetite, blood pressure, and levels of inflammation in the body, and perhaps even the immune response. Lack of sleep has been linked to stroke, obesity, diabetes, anxiety, depression, and the country's number one killers, heart disease and cancer. Number one, heart disease. Getting 7 hours of shut-eye after a day of healthy eating and moderate exercise can lower the risk of heart disease by up to 65%, according to a new study. The evidence is certainly growing that sleep should be added to our list of cardiovascular risk factors. The study adds to mounting evidence that sleep is key to heart health. A 2011 study published in the European Heart Journal found people who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were 48% more likely to develop or die from heart disease. Health hazard number two, stroke. A study of more than 5,600 people found that those who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to suffer a stroke than their well-rested counterparts. We speculate that short sleep duration is a precursor to other traditional stroke risk factors. And once these traditional risk factors are present, then perhaps they become stronger risk factors than sleep duration alone. Stroke risk is also higher in people who are overweight, diabetic, or hypertensive, all conditions linked to poor sleep. Health hazard number three, obesity and diabetes. Sporadic and irregular sleep can raise blood sugar levels and slow the body's metabolism, increasing the risk of obesity and diabetes. Sleep deficiency can also lead to bad food choices, according to a study that found that the sight of unhealthy food activated reward centers in the brains of sleep-deprived people. The results suggest that with less sleep, individuals will find unhealthy foods more attractive and rewarding, which may lead to greater consumption of these foods.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about health hazards linked to sleep. The fourth health hazard linked to lack of sleep is anxiety and depression. Sure, sleepless nights make for miserable mornings, but chronic sleep deficiency can lead to anxiety and depression, both serious mood disorders. They have trouble focusing and sometimes they feel like they just don't care anymore. Brain imaging suggests sleep deprivation can boost activities in the brain's emotional centers, according to another study. Our results suggest that just one night of sleep loss significantly alters the optimal functioning of this essential brain process, especially among anxious individuals. Study author Andrea Golson from the Sleep and Neuroimaging Laboratory at the University of California, Berkeley, said in a statement, "This is perhaps never more relevant considering the continued erosion of sleep time that continues across our society." The last health hazard linked to lack of sleep is cancer. Sleep deficiency has also been linked to an increased risk of cancer. A 2008 study published in the British Journal of Cancer found women who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to develop breast cancer, and a 2010 study published in the journal Cancer found that those who slept fewer than 6 hours a night were more likely to have colorectal polyps, which can lead to colon cancer. The biological mechanisms are unclear, but lack of sleep has been shown to boost levels of inflammation in the body and interfere with the immune response, both of which have been implicated in cancer. Sleep is restorative, says Daikin, and if you don't get it, your health will suffer. Finally, now that you have learned the importance of getting enough sleep, here's a few tips for achieving that sleep. Make sure your bedroom is dark and quiet, and avoid reading anything that's going to make you excited or worried, says Daikin. Try not to exercise or eat a big meal within 3 hours of your bedtime, but don't go to bed hungry either. Much of sleep deficiency is self-inflicted, but adults should do their best to go to bed at regular times and aim to have 7.5 hours on the average of sleep, says Daikin. Set your schedule such that you honor and respect your sleep needs. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, wishing you plenty of sleep and good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. I'm your host, Mike Dale. This week we meet the band Poi Rogers, comprised of Carolyn Sills and her life partner, Gerard Egan. It's award-winning American roots music, red, white, and blue through and through. Their second full-length album, Whirligig, just dropped, and Poi Rogers is currently on a concert tour. Mark your Coastside Carousel calendar for Saturday, August 1st. They are scheduled to bring the Whirligig show to the San Gregorio General Store for a 2 o'clock set. Often described as a Les Paul and Mary Ford of Santa Cruz, Poi Rogers blends early country and western swing with tropical Hawaiian steel guitar. Whirligig leans heavily into the California mood, mixing acoustic intimacy with creative chord progressions and their trademark tight harmonies. Joining me now on the KHMB Coastside Carousel live line is Carolyn Sills. Carolyn, thank you for joining us. I know you're on the road once again, and I feel like it's a series of Where's Waldo? Last year in 25 for Twilight Blues, you were on the road, and here we are again for Whirligig. Where are you in the world, Carolyn Sills?
I love that. I'm in a beautiful gas station in Salt Lake City.
Oh, how much per gallon?
Right here, it's 4:49. Got to get out of California every so often to fuel up.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We're going to talk about a lot of your music today. Whirligig is a brilliant album. Why don't you tell us about it, and then I'll ask questions from there.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. Yeah, it just came out a couple days ago on May 1st. This is our second Poi Rogers record. It's a short collection of 5 tunes. All originals, 2 were kind of inspired by other songs that we used back in the day. We love, I know we've talked before, Mike, about like musical recycling, these older songs that are just so wonderful and, you know, kind of want to bring them back to life. But yeah, we're real excited about this one. It, of course, features Gerard Egan on his triple neck Fender steel guitar, acoustic guitar, and also on a National Tricone resonator guitar. And then I'm playing the upright bass and singing. And we had some special guests on this one too, David Rhoda on drums. And we had Tim Connell on the mandolin on one track. So it's kind of a whole different thing for us, you know, the duo plus a couple special guests, and we're pretty excited about it.
Now, in the intro, I did mention that you're on the road for a long period of time. I don't know how you do this, but many of the acts here in Half Moon Bay or along the mid-coast, I should say, don't tour as extensively as you do. You're in Salt Lake now. You're going to wind your way through the country, basically, and end up back in Santa Cruz in October. Are you going to come home and rest a little bit? Like at, you know, August 1st, you're at San Gregorio General Store August 1st, right? Do you come back home to refuel and go back on the road again?
We do, yeah. We're actually about to post a bunch of shows around California in July and August. We're just waiting to get the okay from the promoters. But yeah, we'll be back in town in July, and we're playing some fun shows around Santa Cruz and fun shows up around Sonoma and Santa Rosa area, and also perhaps the Central Coast. So yeah, we'll definitely be back. I mean, we do love to drive. We love to travel. And especially for independent musicians, we just still feel like the best way to get your music out there these days is either by playing live for people or being on the radio. So that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Now, Carolyn, you're known for your witty lyrics. Obviously, the music is beautiful. It's got that, you know, Poi Rogers, Hawaiian, big Western sound. Let's talk about a few of the songs. I want to try to squeeze in at least 4 songs today on Coastside Carousel.
Okay.
This is Carolyn Sills of Poi Rogers. Mike Dale with you as well. Okay, we're going to play Gil Carter. I want to then go right into Out of California Way. Talk about Gil Carter. Why would you write about a kid who hit the longest home run in history?
I was surprised no one had written about him yet, so I like that question. You know, there's wonderful songwriters out there that will write about their feelings and, you know, their personal experiences. I'm just one of those people that prefers to, you know, read a really cool story or, you know, some historical events and, you know, just try to make a song out of it. So this story was incredible. I read the longest home run in history, and this is a true story, was hit on August 11th, 1959, by Gil Carter of the Carlsbad, New Mexico Potashers, and he hit it 733 feet from home plate. And I know if anyone knows baseball, that is a far, far distance to hit a ball. And so he hit it 2 blocks from the stadium. But what's the best part about the story is that the reason they knew where it landed is because it hit a peach in a guy's tree. And he watched it fall. They were able to measure the ball and the peach, and they measured it out to 733 feet. You know, that in itself is an incredible story. But it gets even better because he never made it to the majors. He played, you know, minor league ball and professional ball all his life, but he retired, and he actually had the ball and the bat from that day. He brought it back to his house, and for years after he retired from baseball, people would come and see the ball, see the bat, and make like a pilgrimage just to witness, you know, the man who hit the longest home run in baseball history. And he was inducted into the National Congress Baseball Hall of Fame just about a couple weeks after he passed in 2015.
Let's hear the song now on Coastside Carousel. Here's Poi Rogers, Carolyn Sills on the KHMB Coastside Carousel line with me. And this is Gil Carter, brand new music from Whirligig on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
The longest ball you've never seen, no replays on a TV screen, just documented by a single peach. The day Gil Carter launched the longest home run in the history of the game. Down the Carlsbad city streets. Yeah, no one saw it come. He sent that tater sailing or the left field wall into some fella's tree. Some say it was a pail, but at that many feet in there, you can see why it seemed more like a peach to me. Yeah, I was just a babe then. Didn't know what I was seeing, or had sense enough to know I couldn't believe. The day your Carter lost the longest home run in the history of the game, down the Carlsbad City Street. Some say 650 feet, while others 733. And Gill himself, he owned the ball, the Louisville 182 and all. Folks would come to Kansas just to see. Imagine being in those stands, Odessa and Potosha fans, now witnessing a slug of history. The day your Carter lost the longest home run in the history of the game, down the Carlsbad City streets. The papers send reporters out to document the distance of the journey Carter's mighty swing did wheel. Destination two blocks and a peach tree from Old Play to Montgomery Field. Yeah, no one saw it coming. It didn't even change the game. At 62, Odessa had been beat. But Carter's record still remains. They put him in the Hall of Fame weeks after he crossed into the wheat. The longest ball you've never seen, no replays on TV screen, just documented by a single peep. The day your Carter lost the longest home run in the history of the game, down the Carlsbad City Street. The day your Carter lost the longest home run in the history of the game, down the Carlsbad City Street.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale with you, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. And once a year, I get to talk to Carolyn Sills, because every year they're putting out albums under the banner Poi Rogers. There was Gil Carter. We got a lot to talk about musically, too, Carolyn, because, you know, you talk about California. We have a lot of situations going on now with high taxes and high gasoline prices. And you wrote a beautiful ditty called Out California Way. Tell us about that, and then we'll play it.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, so that actually, we took an older tune from the Sons of the Pioneers, and we rewrote the lyrics. They had a song about, you know, coming out and working on dude ranches and, you know, being a cowboy out California way. And I heard the song, and it was a fun tune, but the more I listened to it, I thought, man, this would be beautiful to apply this just to the natural beauty and wonder of California. I feel like you said, as tough as things can get out here sometimes, I mean, all you got to do is go take a walk in the redwoods or, you know, stroll along the bay or anything else, and it just reminds you how lucky we are to live here. So we kind of rearranged the lyrics and added some of Gerard's signature whistling and put together our own track called Out California Way.
And to pair that, it's only appropriate living in Half Moon Bay and growing up in Foggy Bay. You have a song called that. I'm going to pair Out of California Way with Foggy Bay. Tell us about that, and we'll play it.
Oh, great. Yeah, that was inspired by early morning dog walks with our beloved cowboy, the dog. You know, that's the wonderful thing about living where we do is, you know, your dog has access to the beach and the woods and just beautiful places to walk in the morning. So, you know, we had a lot of foggy morning walks with him, and I was out one morning super early, and this song just kind of came into my head, and I like to think we wrote it together.
All right, here we go. It's Poi Rogers on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. First, we begin with Out of California Way, then into Foggy Bay on KHMB.
Made up my mind to go away. I'm always gonna stay. I'll lay a bet you'll know where Out California Way. I'm gonna stroll the redwoods, paddle on the bay. My life I'm gonna slow down Out California Way. With my dog trotting
I'm feeling mighty lucky. Such beauty on display. That's why you're gonna find me out California way. I'm feeling mighty lucky. Such beauty on display. That's why you're gonna find me out California way. That's why you're gonna find me. In waves on treetops and men, it breaks midday to let the sun begin its slowly dive until the evening comes. The fog is simply fog. The space between the whiskers of your dog. The hover that is morning's quiet gloom. The ever-present linger in the room. All is dark. The welcome kind you lean on as you walk. The bay is falling. In waves on treetops and men, it breaks midday to let the sun begin its lonely dive until the evening comes. Begin its lonely dive until the evening comes.
You've got it on 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is KHMB. I'm Mike Dale, and you've got it on Coastside Carousel. A special edition this week with Carolyn Sills of Poi Rogers and her hubby Lovey, Gerard Egan, wonderful guitarist. And this is a fine album called Whirligig that you can find on all streaming platforms now. Carolyn and the band are touring, and they're in Salt Lake now. But they will be coming back to the Coastside, San Gregorio General Store, August 1st. Now, this 20 minutes goes by super fast, Carolyn. I told you from the beginning we were going to try to squeeze in as many songs. There's one song that I really had my eyeball on the first time I saw the title, Pineapple Pizza. I know on social media people go, why would you put pineapple on pizza? But I think it's one of the greatest ingredients you can put on a pizza. What made you write about pineapple pizza?
Well, it's funny. It's the song itself is kind of a love song to my husband, as you mentioned, Gerard. We kind of joke that, you know, like I said, I don't write a lot of personal songs. I've written one love song before that was called Your Pants Are on Fire, and we're hoping to record that one soon. But this song's kind of like a, this is a love song for Gerard. You know, it really, the true message of the song is just, you know, I feel like so much of life is people getting let down by high expectations. And I'm someone who's, you know, pretty happy and fortunate just to live a humble life. And I think if you're able to kind of lower your expectations and just be grateful for the beauty and the simplicity around you, that, you know, you'll realize that you really have everything you need. So that's kind of the message behind pineapple pizza. You know, may the little things in life be the things that make you happy.
Wow, what a great way to end the show. Carolyn Sills of Poi Rogers, I'm going to take the song out, and thank you so much for joining us. You're in Salt Lake today, and we'll see you winding back the long and winding road back to your home in Santa Cruz, and we will see you at San Gregorio General Store on August 1st. Can't wait. Poi Rogers and Carolyn Sills. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you so much, Mike. Really appreciate it.
On your pizza, I wish for jalapenos on there too. If this life is pure relation, if you curb your expectations, then darling, here's all I wish for you. May you always find guitar picks in the laundry. Place to park. May you never find a hair in your pasta primavera. May fireflies always find you in the dark. May you always have a shoulder if you need one. May you always have a beverage if you don't. May the simple things sustain you and the mundane entertain you. Most of all, I mean this from my heart. May there be pineapples on your pizza. I wish for jalapenos on it too. If this life is pure relation, of your expectations, then darling, here's all I wish for you. Then darling, here's all I wish for you. And maybe you might share a slice or two.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Over recent years, elections and politics in general have become increasingly partisan. One party is pitted against the other as each advances its own stereotypes. President George Washington believed this was detrimental to the nation. He declared, "Let me warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of party. Its common and continual mischiefs are sufficient to make it the interest and duty of a wise people to discourage and restrain it. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms. It kindles the animosity of one party against another. In governments purely elective, the spirit of party is a spirit not to be encouraged. Therefore, in this year's elections, do not allow a political party to be a deciding factor. Vote for each candidate according to the principles and policies that he individually represents."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.